Want to protect your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now, get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I work at Gearhart Law doing the marketing, and I have my own startups.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, everyone, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with startups, small businesses, and discuss the intellectual property that helps them flourish. Before we get to our distinguished guests, it's time for IP in the news. And so today we're going to be talking about threads. Now, everybody knows not the threads that you wear. This is Mark Zuckerberg's threads, right? And so he created a competitor to Twitter, or X, as it's now called, and he called it threads. Well, there was a challenge in him doing that.
He decided that he really did not care that Threads Software Limited has a trademark in the UK, and he decided he was just going to use Threads anyway. He talked to them a couple times about maybe working out some sort of agreement. They couldn't come to terms, so he just took the name Threads and started using it.
And what is really kind of nasty, I mean, I do get the controversy here, and I think that they will come to some sort of an agreement eventually, but he took them off Facebook. So he kind of punished them for having a trademark that he wanted and they were using before he had it. So I think that's kind of foul play, I think, as far as the business negotiation goes. But one of the things that when you're a big company and you're rolling out a new name, lots of times there's other trademarks out there that you have to deal with. And we just hope that he deals with them fairly. I mean, he's a big company. It's a big project. It's going to cost them a lot of money to rebrand, to get a new name. They've been in business for 10 years. It's going to take a lot of time and effort to get their customers, their current customers, to know their new name. So I hope he gives them a lot of money to compensate for all that.
Well, yeah, because somebody's going to have to rebrand. It's very confusing. So just to give credit where credit's due, this came from livemint.com. And it was written by Jocelyn Fernandez. So thank you, Jocelyn.
Well, thank you, Jocelyn. Now it's time for Richard's Roundtable. First to Drew Thompson. What's your opinion on all this?
You know, I don't really understand the Twitter X thing. Like, why is it X and not Twitter? Tweet can't be an X.
Everywhere I see it, it says X, formerly Twitter. Right? You know, it's like, do you write X? Yeah, it just doesn't work.
I think Elon Musk just wanted X.com and he finally found a business he could name X. But I think them taking over the Threads name, it just shows you, right? You're building your business on rented land.
Yeah.
Right? I tell clients and I tell friends that if you're building your business on social, at one day, they can just get rid of all of it. They can shut down your account. You've lost that entire audience. I think this is a great example.
Yeah, no, that's an outstanding point. And the difficult part about all of this is that normally, if somebody comes to us as attorneys who deal with trademarks all the time, we tell them to do a search. And if there's somebody else who's got the name, we try to talk them into something else because we know that they're going to have that kind of problem if they adopt a name where somebody else already has a trademark. And apparently Mark Zuckerberg and his legal team decided that they were just going to probably out-resource these people, and they went ahead. Antonia, what are your thoughts on this?
You know, I think about this too. I'm like, you know, I'm this little small business owner that came up with three trademarks, two patents. What if, right? You never know. But it makes me very sad to know that someone with money can actually go out there and take this from you. But they don't have the Gearhearts, so I'm not worried.
There you go. Well, you believe in the system.
I do.
I think that's important.
I do.
Okay.
So Julie Wilson and Amy Livingstone, what's your opinion on all this?
I kind of think he didn't think of it quick enough. Somebody else got there before him, so he either has to think of something else or he has to pay to get the name he wants and pay the things that they have to do in order to change their name. I'm surprised they're not taking him to court or fighting it.
Well, I think they're very close. There's been four offers so far, and we don't know what's happened yet, but I'm sure it could go to court. And it's a British trademark. It's a British company. So they'll be fighting in good old England there. And I'm not sure that the English will take kindly to Mark Zuckerberg's annex. So.
No, they won't.
Kenya?
Total jerk move on behalf of Mr. Zuckerberg, right? I mean, I think about the small guy who's created, who kind of got ahead of the curve and who's going to have to spend all this money now to really rework their entire business strategy, which is unfortunate. So I hope the right thing happens to this company, because I don't, it's not nice to steal.
No.
Right? It's not. And I'm just curious, I have a question for you, Richard, in terms of like how the trademark would apply. So if this happens in England, does that trademark carry over into the States? Like how universal is that? Once it's settled.
Well, that's a great question. If they had wanted, if Threads, the software company, had wanted to protect their name in the U.S., they would have had to file a U.S. trademark. They probably only have protection in the U.K., and Mark Zuckerberg is not in danger of having the whole Threads company shut down, but he may have to carve out an exception when he does business in the U.K. with Threads, which, by the way, I don't think Threads is that great a name anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just...
It's not, but it's the closest thing to Twitter, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably why he really wanted it.
Well, if you're thinking about getting a trademark, you can talk to Richard at Gearhart Law, or you can go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download a white paper on it, and then call Richard and talk to him.
Who knows what could happen with this?
Before we go, I'd like to thank the Passage to Profit team, Noah Fleischman, our producer, Alicia Morrissey, our program director. Our podcast can be found tomorrow anywhere you find your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show.
And you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Passage to Profit show, and Twitter, or if you're even more up to date, X at Passage to Profit, and on our YouTube channel. Please also join us on our new Facebook group. Search for Passage to Profit Show Listener Community, a new community space for our listeners and guests where you can post questions that you would like answered on the show and interact with the Passage to Profit team.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.